Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks. Hey, thanks for joining me. Another show here, Real Estate Realities. Man, it's a little chilly out there. Grab your coat. Don't worry, though. That real estate market's nice and hot. And I tell you what, it's only the beginning. I was talking with Jay Garvins on his show about how the median price point here in the Springs isn't going to get any lower. And sure, interest rates have dipped a little bit again, but long term, they're going to be hovering right around 6%. You better believe it. So you got to get in while the getting's good. You got a little bit of a window. And because what's going on with the China trade wars and some other factors, these interest rates have stayed low and will benefit you. If you can get in the market this year, call me, 719-232-1063. Two major Colorado Springs hospital expansion projects will be opening this month. We got the St. Francis Medical Centers. So this is a $102 million project, 168 square foot addition. All right, this is big time, okay? So we talked about it in the past. Keep an eye on this Memorial North. We know we have the Children's Hospital going in as well. These are big factors of growth. If you have questions about these items, give me a call at 719-232-1063. And then also, big news is the bike lane disputes. There's been a lot of talk about that. And Mayor Southers was actually at our office talking about how he's a little bit discouraged about all these forums and the concerns about the bike lanes. And, you know, I have to say, there's two sides to it. You know, a quote from him was really, he'd rather see somebody, a millennial, coming to move here and seeing a dispute about bike lanes on the news than anything else. So we have to work on the transportation. That's one of the things we've always had to work on here, the infrastructure, and having bike lanes downtown is a must. That's what millennials are looking for. And if we're attracting those millennials, you know, we got to have better transportation in that downtown sector. So my whole thing is, hey, it's been done. The bike lanes are in. Stop complaining and move forward. So we got a very special guest coming in on this next episode here, Patrick with Arrow Moving and Storage. Arrow Moving and Storage has been around a long time. They're locally owned, and they do it all. They move anybody across nationwide. They obviously do statewide moves as well. They can handle your storage needs. Okay, and it's an important part of the real estate process. People, you know, they look and they think about hiring out, you know, a professional photographer. You got the real estate agent. You got an inspector, an appraiser, the title company. And people don't think, you know, your valuable possessions that you've been collecting through your life, I mean, those things are very valuable. So you want to make sure whoever's handling that moving process is taking care of those things. And that's exactly what this company does. So stick around. This is Real Estate Realities, and we'll be having Patrick on from Arrow Moving and Storage on this next segment. We'll be right back.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes.
Welcome back to Real Estate Realities. Thanks for sticking with me. I know it's a cold Sunday morning, but come on. We live in Colorado. You got to remember that, right? They did get snow in Arizona, though, a couple weeks ago. So everywhere, they're kind of getting the weather. And we talked a little bit about the expansion up north with Memorial Hospital on the segment before this. We talked about the bike lane. So if you had questions about those items, feel free to call me at 719-232-1063. And we have a very special guest in. He's a sponsor of the show. The company's a sponsor of the show, Arrow Moving and Storage. Patrick, thanks for coming on.
Justin, thank you very much for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
this is a relationship that has been ongoing. It's not like we just started the radio and looked up in Google and said, hey, can we find a storage and moving company to partner with? I think we started working together, what, probably 4 years ago?
At least
maybe
4 years.
Maybe even five, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's way back. You know, it's been a great relationship ever since, and, you know, we definitely work great as a team.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. They even got the, you know, your guys' colors, logos on the headset for you there.
Yep, yep, wonderful, wonderful.
That's great. So tell us a little bit. We were talking about it as you came in. Time of season for you guys. We have it in real estate where things slow for, you know, December, January. We got that holiday season. Just briefly, I know the listeners are curious. What's your guys' busiest time of year? And when you really see things slow down, is it kind of the same as the real estate market?
It definitely is. You know, the real estate market and the moving industry kind of work hand in hand. We do have our non-peak seasons and the peak seasons. The peak seasons typically start around Memorial Day, and it goes all the way until Labor Day. So we're very busy during that time frame, and then we start to slow down typically around the holidays. But we stay pretty steady throughout.
Yeah, and you guys do some other moves and storage for... I know you did the Broadmoor Hotel.
Yes, we do all the renovations for the Broadmoor.
Yeah, that's huge, folks. So if you're listening, you're like, well, let's talk about credibility. You know, what type of jobs they do? How well known are they in the community? And the items in there are top of the line furniture, stuff you got to be very careful with, I'm assuming.
That's correct. Yeah, for them to remain a five-star hotel, they have to do renovations all the time. So
yeah, exactly. So that's awesome. They're not, you know, the whatever that moving company is, College Hunks or, you know, Fly By Night. And we talk about it. We talk about discount real estate agents, and you get what you pay for. So you really need to go with the professionals. How long have you guys been around?
Arrow Moving and Storage started in Colorado Springs in 1996. Now, they've been around a while. We have offices here in the Springs, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Salt Lake City, Utah, San Antonio, Texas. So we are a larger agency within the Mayflower Van Lines network.
Okay, so explain that a little bit. I'm a RE/MAX agent, so we are part of that RE/MAX nationwide network. How does that look as far as Arrow? I mean, are there Arrow franchises throughout the whole U.S.? I don't, you know, you tell me. I don't understand.
Well, just where I said we were located, but as far as Mayflower, I mean, we're all over the country in Canada. But as far as Arrow Moving and Storage, like I said, it's Cheyenne, Wyoming, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Salt Lake City, and San Antonio, Texas. But I can pull from a network of agencies in other states throughout the Mayflower system.
Okay,
so basically, it's a franchise.
All right, so that's what I was kind of getting at, because for RE/MAX, it's helpful for us. We can go to another RE/MAX agent, you know, whether it be on the East Coast or in California, and that's a way we can really serve our clients as they're moving. So
correct.
If somebody, because we do have this podcast and they can go online and listen, if someone's listening and they're out of state and they're maybe listening because they're wondering about the real estate market here, they're thinking about a move, and Jim and Sue Smith live in California and they want to move out here, are you able to service them?
Yes, very much so. We have a new program. It's called a virtual survey. So it's like Skype, so I can actually connect to them via the internet. Our camera will connect to their phones. They can walk through the house, or I can send an estimator out to do an in-home survey depending upon their area where they're located.
So, okay, so that estimator is with?
With Mayflower.
Mayflower.
Yes, it'll be another agency, but it will be within the Mayflower network.
Yeah, that's huge. So your pricing, all that stuff's the same, the quality, the packing materials.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so that's huge because you know the quality is going to stay the same.
Yes.
And you know there's that consistency with, you know, the moving products and the vans and everything like that. There's a level of service that's there.
Yes, everybody we send out on a move is trained in what they do. Like, I am a certified moving consultant. We have certified packers, certified loaders. So we're not using day labor or temp labor. So everybody's, you know, background check. So, you know, all the employees that are in a house aren't, you know.
Yeah, so say it one more time. So it's like Skype. Is there an app they download?
Exactly, exactly. What we'll do, once we set up the survey appointment, I'll send them a link where they can download an app. And then once the appointment time gets closer, I'll actually send them another link that'll link us to be able to do the walkthrough.
Okay.
So, but it's all, you know, done through the cell phone and internet.
But if you had an older client out there who didn't you know, use the that technology, you could then send someone
exactly.
out and get it handled face-to-face. Because there are people like that. We have a lot of listeners who are face-to-face. They just want, you know, it's talking on the phone or dealing face-to-face. They don't do all the crazy apps. So that's huge. Whether you're a millennial, whether you're a baby boomer, these guys can service you on all fronts, nationwide, statewide moves. And tell us a little bit about how, and this is the best part, they're locally owned. It's not some guy running the show who's sitting in a tower in Chicago. You got no chance of getting in touch with. So tell us a little bit about how it got started and the owner.
So the owners are David and Michael Otto. David is actually in Colorado Springs. Michael is out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. It's been a family-run business from the beginning. And like I said, David
since
is
96,
in,
since right?
96.
Yes. Okay.
So David's involved in every move we do. He oversees all the hotel renovations we do, all the office moves, a local move. He's always got an open door policy too. So he's a great guy. He takes care of his employees.
How many employees do you have down there?
Oh, geez. We're running about 30 now.
Are you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good number.
It
you know,
is.
You get much larger than that. People get lost in the shuffle. Now, does that include your movers and the gentlemen driving the trucks?
Well, that's a different group of people, the ones that drive the trucks, the over the road guys.
But is it, how about the movers?
Yes, about 25 movers and probably 5 to 10 office personnel.
Okay, gotcha, That's a good number. And then do you guys ever have to bring on more part-time people in the summer when you get crazy?
We do get a lot of employees that come back to work on the summer crew, but not typically. We usually stay pretty steady between 25 to 30.
And that's huge. I asked the question because I'm sure there are moving companies out there, just like any business, where they really got they're small, they have to trim in the winter, and then in the summer you're getting the part-time college kid who's carrying your very expensive hutch and drops it down the stairs.
Right. We try to stay busy to keep our employees working. So
that's right.
So we don't have to do that.
But these are, I mean, believe it, and being in the business, sometimes people ask me real estate questions and I go, well, what do you mean? But when I talk to people about moving, and these are questions that they have.
Exactly.
You know?
They're legitimate questions.
That's it. So tell us about where you're located, and have you always been there?
We're at 2885 Gianitel Road, which is basically off of Circle and I-25. It's a little side street in the back there. Been there since 96. That's been the same location that we've been here in the Springs. So.
Gosh, so not much was around you probably when you guys started.
Well, it's growing. It's growing.
That you area's got the McDonald's.
I know. I try to stay away from that.
That's tempting. I'm glad I don't have one close to my office. That'd be bad. That's walking distance for you.
Yeah.
That's funny. So great location. You can easily service Fountain, and you can get up on I-25 easily and get the north end.
Very convenient. Very convenient.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you guys offer there, the storage, the size of the buildings. If somebody was to just, you know, walk in, how does that process work down there for you?
We offer storage. It's a warehouse storage. We put everything in crates when the items are being stored. And it's about 50,000 square feet of warehouse space in Colorado Springs.
Climate controlled?
It's temperature controlled.
Okay.
So we don't really need climate control in Colorado. Yeah. It's not real humid, but it is heated.
I shouldn't ask climate. That's my mistake. heated, man. That's all that matters.
Yeah. But we do offer temperature-controlled storage, and it's crated. It's a military-approved warehouse, so we get inspected all the time by the military.
That's huge. The fact that it's heated is big for a lot, because I know not every storage facility is that way.
That's correct. And we do get inspected all the time to make sure there's no rodents or anything roaming through the warehouse.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't want that.
No.
And I've been there, and I see, you know, all the security and stuff you have as well, the cameras. And,
yes.
And that, to me, is important. If I'm, you know, putting belongings there, even if it be for 3 days.
Right.
Or
we can
three
offer,
years.
Offer storage for 3 days, 20 years, it doesn't matter.
They're flexible.
We are.
And that's why they're friends of us as a realtor, because, yes, things go bad. They don't go as planned. And if you don't have a flexible moving company, boy, that can tick people off.
Yep, things happen. So, you know, we always try to look for a solution to every problem.
Yeah, that's huge. So if people want to get in contact with you, Patrick, what's the best way? Let's give them a cell phone number or office number, email, and then a website, and any other information you'd like to pass on.
Oh, that'd be great. The office number is 719-527-0616. My email, my personal email is pgipprich, P-G-I-P-P-R-I-C-H at aeromoving.net.
Do you want to give your cell or not?
It's okay.
I know he skipped over it, so I'm going to put him on the spot.
All right, I'll give it to you. My cell phone is 719-325-6341, and I'm always available. If I don't answer right away, I definitely will call back as soon as possible.
The reason I said it, just because we have people like to text.
You got it.
And that's
you can
the big
text
thing.
Me.
So run it all through again, because there's people driving. They've pulled over on the side of the road, and they're going, come on, run that information back again. So let's run it all through again, starting with the cell phone numbers and the emails.
You got it. 719-325-6341 is my cell phone. The office number is 719-527-0616. And once again, my email address is pgiprich@aeromoving.net.
Awesome. Patrick, thanks for coming on.
Justin, thanks, man. It was great. Appreciate
it. Awesome. Awesome. And that's not the last you've heard from Patrick. They're going to be coming on some more throughout the year. Great moving company, Aero Moving and Storage. If you had any questions on that segment, feel free to call me as well, 719-232-1063. Stick around for the third segment, where we're going to have one of our investors join us, Jason Shireman. You're listening to Real Estate Realities on KRD.
It's a celebration.
This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645. Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes.
All right, hey folks, welcome back. Real Estate Realities here Sunday morning. That's right, it's a little chilly. You may be sitting at home, cuddled up next to your fireplace. Speaking of fireplaces, we got a local firefighter here, Jason Shireman.
How are you? Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Justin.
He's got that Chicago voice. I love it.
Just a little bit. Been away for 10 years, so it's been a while.
It's starting to come out because it's cold.
Exactly.
That's funny.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So I met Jason, what, probably 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah. It's 4 years ago.
4 years ago. God, time flies, man.
It does.
And we still look like $1 million.
Oh, absolutely.
Life is good to us,
man. Life's getting better. I'll be 40 in April, so, I mean, life's good.
That's great. Who would have known? You use that, you know, moisture on your face, the lotion, and it makes you look younger and younger every day.
Botox, baby.
That's funny. That's funny. So, Jason isn't a native here. It's not like he grew up here and knew all the areas. He came here, and he's now created a real estate portfolio. That's what we brought him in for. We're going to get into it. Jason, what year did you move here?
I moved here actually in 2010. I've never been here before. Just kind of rolled up to a rental sight unseen. And kind of took that, what we call a leap of faith, right? And showed up, and wife wasn't too happy with the rental. We got out of there pretty quick, and we had to buy ourselves our first house.
That was probably a blessing that the rental was terrible.
It was, yeah. But at least we had a roof over our head when we moved here. Yeah. I got out here when I transferred with a job with the VA. Mm-hmm. I worked for Vocation, Rehabilitation, and Employment, so I helped disabled vets find employment.
That's like 9 years ago. You buy your first house, used your VA because you're prior Navy, correct?
Right.
First time using it?
First time.
Okay, so bought a house up off the Powers Corridor. What'd you buy it at?
I bought it right at the Woodman Rangewood area, and I bought it for $250 in 2010.
And the interest rate's the best part. It kills me when he tells it to me.
So it was a 3.75, and then a few years later, I was able to refinance and got a 2.75 30-year fixed.
That's sad. A lot of you out there right now listening probably just went off the side of the road. So that's the first one. And then take us through how you started thinking about, you know, real estate investments and how you got into your first purchase and what led you.
Well, I knew nothing about real estate. I've always bought and sold things. You know, I've always wanted to make more money than just my employment, but I never knew how. So coming out here, and I knew that I bought my house right at the time. And, you know, timing is a lot of it. But 2 years later on down the road, I mean, I saw the equity in my house. I have a lot of people to thank. I mean, especially I think you've talked on here about Jay Garvin's.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's been kind of that person that I met. I actually met him off Craigslist buying a stroller because we had our first baby, right? Yeah, so I met him and I see his voice. Hey, how you doing? All right, yeah, let's go. And, you know, we got to talking, and he's been kind of a little bit of a mentor along the way.
Yep.
So how I bought my first house, I didn't use my own money. I mean, I heard about a HELOC. Mm-hmm. And at the time, they had the free appraisal. So I took a shot for it, and it came back, and I had about $100,000 in equity in my house. So they gave me $40,000.
Yeah.
So in that $40,000 that I had, I wanted to get out to real estate. I didn't really know what I was doing. I tried to get on Google and wanted to do it myself. I wanted to get on Zillow, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But every time I was finding a house on Zillow, they were already sold. It was kind of lagging.
Yeah.
So fast forward 2 years is when I met you.
So for 2 years, you kind of just...
I sat back in the backseat because I didn't really...
Observe, kind of tried to do some research on your own.
Right, right. And I thought I had another realtor kind of lined up. It wasn't really calling me back. You know, I was just missing deals.
Yeah,
and then it was at that point where people were doing the multiple offers.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know what really I could afford.
Yeah, yeah.
So, fast forward a few years, I met you. And, you know, this is first and foremost, I know maybe not use you as a realtor, but I want to thank you for what you've done. You've been one of the biggest mentors in my life. And as much as I wanted to say that I wanted to do it on my own, I couldn't have done it without you.
Well, I appreciate
absolutely.
That, man.
And it's, I don't have a retirement. At 35 years old, I had zero retirement from the military. I had zero retirement from the VA. So I needed to make that portfolio for myself and be able to catch up, if you will.
Yeah.
I have three kids. So my big thing was that I wanted three, what do you call it? The triple threat?
Yeah.
But before that, that's what I wanted. I wanted three houses, each one for my kids.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest thing.
And now you have that set up.
And now I have that set up. So we bought that first one, and then a year later, we did a cash out.
And where did you buy the first one?
So I bought the first one in Austin Bluffs in Old Farm Road area.
Yep. Old Farm, great community, established. We talked about on the show, you buy in established neighborhoods. You know where that community is going. And he bought probably the lowest sale in that neighborhood. Probably
you,
even
buddy.
2 years before that, the lowest sale, you know.
No, absolutely.
So you make your money on the buy. We talk about that. He got in at a great price around, what was it?
It was a 4-bedroom, 2-bath for around 200.
Yeah, for around 200. And a 2-car garage.
2-car garage,
yeah. So unbelievable. And then renter in place. Jason Smart, he worked with the renter. He didn't go off the deep end where people go, I'm going to go in and flip this house and turn it into something unbelievable. And
no, the biggest thing
rent,
is I did.
He took it slow.
Is I built that relationship with them, and I haven't raised their rent. And they actually yesterday just signed another year lease because they enjoy that house. So,
well, I mean, that's huge. And people talk about it. Well, and they say about my rentals, you're not getting the top end rent. And I'm like, dude, I mean, do I need the extra $2,000 a year, or would I rather just have a tenant in there who I have a great relationship with, like we talked about, and keep rolling? You don't have the vacancy. You have that 1 month vacancy. You just wiped out the extra rent you're trying to get.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? No, they've been great. It's been a week early every month.
Yeah.
They call me if anything's going to be, you know, a little bit late. It's just, you just can't beat it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to have that solid communication. So then let's go into the next property.
So with that property, I did a cash out refi that following year, which you told me to do. And, you know, my rate actually stayed the same on that one, but I was able to get out my $40,000 back.
Yeah.
So this $40,000 that wasn't mine, I'm still playing with. So the distance, and we found one pretty quick. As soon as, I think it was like, hey, Jason, you got 10 minutes to get over here right now.
Yeah.
And let's do this. So then I bought another one at Uinta in Arcadia. That's a 5-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage. Just south of Patty Jewett, which didn't know the area, but you've educated me on that one as well. And then 5 blocks east of Colorado College. So
yeah, a very hot neighborhood. We had a lovely realtor help us with that on the sell side. Very grateful for her. She was like an angel coming out of the sky that like Jesus sent.
Yeah.
And she said, here's this great deal. So,
thank you.
Yes, thank you. If you're listening, thank you so much. Because really, you make your money on the buy. We talk about timing. You talked about in your first house. Even the second one was the same thing. Those were
absolutely
both off-market deals in a tough market. That's really what you need to do. But Jason made the decision fast. He didn't, you know, balk on inspection stuff. And, you know, he can do the sweat equity, understands it. So he's willing to tackle it and learn as he goes along, because it's like you said, you bought your first one. You can't just...
I sat on my hands forever, and I was just sitting there going, all right, how am I going to do this? How am I 100% sure? You can't be. Look at now. I mean, my plan in 15 years being on the fire department, I wanted to own 3 homes, and we've done it in less than 4 years.
Yeah.
We're actually in that position now with that one on our Uinta and Arcadia. I have that money back out.
Yeah, and so that's a huge thing of leverage. So listen to that. That's a big takeaway. If you have questions about that, make sure you call in. Talk a little bit about, even if you didn't pull the money out and you didn't have it now, I think you're in a fine situation. Even if you didn't have that extra money, you should pull out Arcadia because you could move out of your primary, which I know you want to do, and boom, there's your three investment properties, and they're all going to probably pull an average rent of $2,000 on the conservative side when you make that move out and get some elbow room.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'm in a perfect position for it, and that's what we're doing. We're looking for property now.
Yeah.
Just like everyone else, right?
Yeah. I know.
So we're looking for property. I mean, my wife's, you know, even on board with it, you know, looking at buying property, putting a little RV on it.
Yeah.
Putting a little shed and, you know, just kind of, you know, living a little rough for a while.
So he's set up. He's going to keep his primary, turn it into a rental property. So, Jason, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely.
We're going to bring Jason on again because he's worth a wealth of knowledge, and I think he's tackled it. He's really listened. And he's really adapted to the market, and he's not a complainer. He's a go-getter. So thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you having me, man.
My cell phone number is 719-232-1063, and my email, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of Real Estate Realities. And remember, houses and money are fleeting. The most important thing is your family, relationships, peace of mind, and using the gifts God has given you. Thanks so much for joining me.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.